Are we there yet?
Just a little further.
Marcus, you've been saying that for almost 20 minutes now. Just where exactly are you taking me anyway?
Yeah, here we are. Mr. McGatto's Laundrette and Dry Cleaners.
Laundrette?
Sure, if you're gonna learn how to be a human being, kid, you're gonna have to learn how to do your laundry sometime. Come on, let's check it out. Hello? Mr. McGatto? Are you around?
Oh, Danny! So good to see you! So good! So fine! I trust you are well?
I'm surviving. This is Alice, by the way. She's gonna be living with me for a while. We're wondering if maybe we could use one of your washing machines? We kinda got a lot of laundry to do.
Not at all! Go right ahead! I owe Dennis big favor. I hired him long time ago as a private detective to find long-lost daughter. Now, I let him use fabric sorting for free, whenever he likes. He is a good boy.
Did he just call you Dennis?
Yeah, first time I came in here, he ended up calling me Dennis, and I guess I just kind of went along with it. That and the guy's got a little cuckoo.
What makes you say that?
Well, for starters, a long-lost daughter of his turned out to be a pen that he lost down the side of his cash register. Not that I'm complaining. Easiest $50 I ever made.
So, this is a washing machine. It doesn't seem very exciting.
Just hold on to my wallet, would you, kid? I want to show you how to do this. Okay, first of all, you separate your basic fabrics from your delicates.
Marcus, when are you going to find yourself another case? You do realize it's been 3 whole weeks since that whole sorry business with Michael Rose. When are we going to get back to all the exciting adventures, solving crimes and catching bad guys? When are we going to go back to doing something dangerous?
Hey, don't knock laundry day, all right? Laundry day just so happens to be my favorite day of the week.
I refuse to believe this.
Oh, it's true. Listen, for one precious hour a week, I get to walk out of the apartment, get out of the block, come to this laundrette, and sit down with a good book for exactly 1 hour. 1 hour where I never have to worry about being knocked around by gangsters or being thrown out of skyscrapers or whatever the hell I have to do to make a quick buck in this town. Peace and quiet. Now that's what I like.
All right, skin wipes, nobody move! This is a holdup, and Skeever's packing heat, you dig?
You were saying?
Hey, yo, you too! Hand over your wallets!
Okay, let's not get overexcited. Here's $5, okay? Take it, it's yours.
And what about you, huh, baby? You holding any more cash for Skeever?
What, her? Oh, no, she's not.
I have some money.
She's such a kidder.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Lots.
Hand it over. Now!
Well, Alice, that's certainly the very last time I give you my wallet.
But he asked so nicely.
Nicely? How is that nicely? Besides, irregardless of the fact of whether he asked you nicely or not, you can't...
Actually, pal, I think the word you're really looking for there is regardless.
I'm sorry, what?
You see, contrary to popular belief, irregardless isn't actually a real word. The word you're actually looking for is regardless. Irregardless is actually a double negative of prefix and suffix that's actually discounted it from being considered a legitimate word in literary circles.
Oh, that is so interesting. Alice, can you pass me that bottle of detergent?
Furthermore, it's also been discounted by a wide variety of linguistic scholars that...
Ugh!
My head! You hit me on the head, man!
What the hell is the matter with you? Get out of here! Leave the wallet. Actually, you know what? Keep it. There was nothing in it anyway.
You got it, man. Sorry, man. You have a good night now, man.
On second thoughts, maybe laundry day shouldn't prove to be quite so boring after all.
You know, one of these days I'm gonna find myself an evening where someone doesn't try and kill me.
Oh, shush. Now, you were saying something about dividing fabrics and delicates?